Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. The U.S. government is the largest single purchaser of goods and services in the world, awarding approximately $500 billion in contracts every year. The U.S. Small Business Administration has offices across the country and in our state that work with the small business community to facilitate acquiring those contracts. Michael Korb is the lead business opportunity specialist with the SBA's South Carolina District Office in Columbia. Today, he's in our studio. Mike, welcome.
It's a pleasure being here. Thank you.
Give us an overview of the local office here.
Okay, the local office here, in terms of government contracting, we have three business opportunity specialists. I lead that team, and we facilitate businesses getting government contracts throughout the state and other states all over the country. We work together with the procurement agencies and the businesses themselves to try to link up and get some opportunities out there for federal contracts.
And being a U.S. government agency yourself, you should have the inside track on all of this.
Yes, hopefully. In fact, a couple of us are former contracting officers. We used to actually award the contracts on the other end with federal agencies.
And so walk us through how complicated this is.
It can be pretty complicated, but if you follow step-by-step procedures and first register in SAM, System for Award Management, that would make you eligible for federal contracts as a small business. That's the starting point anyways.
And what are the ranges and sizes here on these contracts? Are we talking as low as a $100 contract, as much as a $5 million contract?
Well, actually, contracts that are that low dollar value, like below $4,000, they can actually use a government purchase card. But there are contracts as low as a couple thousand dollars, depending on the requirement, up to in the millions, and multi-year contracts that go in excess of two, three, four, up to 5 years.
And are these bid out?
Yes. Anything above $25,000 will be posted on federal business opportunities. So they'll be out there nationwide.
Small businesses get a break here?
Oh, definitely. When we look at the amount of contracts to small business of that $500 billion you mentioned, 23% of that by law goes to small businesses.
Is there an alert system that small businesses can subscribe to receive a notice every time something is put out for bid?
Yes. Actually, they would start off and go to Federal Business Opportunities. They can automatically get emails based on the type of work they do when new requirements come out there, and they could even get notified when contracts are awarded.
Do you also have any kind of classes that businesses can go to learn about all of this?
I'm glad you asked that. We do a lot of classes. We travel throughout the state, and we do a class that's called Contracting 101.
Now, you mentioned the break that small businesses get and that there's a certain amount of government contracts that are carved out that must be awarded to small businesses. How about other categories of businesses? Are there also carved out areas?
Yes. And within that 23% I mentioned earlier, there are what we call preferential contracting programs. There's really four. There's the 8A business development program. It's really a small disadvantaged business, socially and economically disadvantaged businesses that have been in business for 2 years. This is where we spend a lot of our time. There's also a woman-owned small business program. Of course, that means woman-owned small business. Hub zone program, historically underutilized business zones, depending where your business is located. These are typically economically depressed, high unemployment areas, and also service-disabled veteran-owned small businesses.
What are the more common types of contracts awarded here in South Carolina? Are they for any specific service or product?
You know, that's a question a lot of people ask, like, what does the government buy? And you can do some research on federal business opportunities, and that'll tell you everything that's out there. But construction, IT, consulting, landscaping, janitorial, and then there's products, you know, typical products the government buys, furniture, office supplies, just about anything, really. It'd be easier to say what the government doesn't buy.
Contracts that must be put out to bid every year, or can they be multi-year?
They can definitely be multi-year, and those are quite common. When I worked at Shaw Air Force Base as a contracting officer, we had a large construction contract that was called an IDIQ, Indefinite Delivery, Indefinite Quantity, and that went for a five-year period at about $125 million per awardee.
Well, Mike, thank you so much for stopping by our studio today.
Thank you.
Michael Korp is the lead business opportunity specialist with the South Carolina District Office of the SBA. We will have a link to his office posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org. Or you can hear this show again and connect with us through links to our social media network. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.